آتش بخور آدشته.
This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russian security officials blame Ukrainian intelligence officers for a deadly weekend car bombing, AP correspondent Mike Grassi reports.
Russia's Federal Security Service, or FSB, the main successor to the Soviet-era KGB, is accusing Ukrainian spy agencies of organizing the killing of the daughter of a Russian nationalist ideologue. 29-year-old Daria Dugina, the daughter of the Russian nationalist philosopher and writer Alexander Dugin, was killed Saturday night by an explosive planted in an SUV she was driving. The FSB says the killing of Dugina was prepared and perpetrated by the Ukrainian Special Services. The FSB says the bombing suspect, Natalia Volk, rented an apartment in the building where Dugina lived, shadowed her, and left Russia for Estonia after the killing. Ukraine previously denied any involvement in the killing. I'm Mike Gracia.
Kenya's losing presidential candidate, Raila Odinga, has filed a Supreme Court challenge to last week's election result. He has asserted that the process was marked by criminal subversion and is seeking the outcome be nullified and a new vote be ordered. The filing starts the 14-day period in which the court must rule. Kenya's deputy president, William Ruto, was declared the winner of the close August 9th election. The peaceful election turned chaotic in the final minutes before the declaration when the Electoral Commission split and a majority of commissioners said they couldn't support the result. The commission chairman is at the center of Odinga's petition. Again, on Monday, Kenya's losing presidential candidate, Raila Odinga, has officially filed his Supreme Court challenge to last week's election result. Find more on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. A severe drought hitting swaths of Europe is worsening, and while rain is helping some region, accompanying thunderstorms are causing their own damage, EU researchers said in a report Monday. The latest monthly analysis by the European Union's Global Drought Observatory highlighted the risk of ongoing soil dryness caused by successive heat waves since May and a persistent lack of rainfall. It maintained its warning issued with the previous report that nearly half of the EU's territory is at risk of drought and noted that shriveling rivers and shrinking water sources are impacting energy generation at power plants and reducing crops. Increasing drought hazard was predicted for big chunks of Italy, Spain, Portugal, France, Germany, the Netherlands, Belgium, Ireland, Luxembourg, Romania, and Hungary, as well as non-EU countries, Britain, Serbia, Ukraine, and Moldova. Relentless downpours were expected in the Dallas, Texas area again on Monday afternoon after torrential rain overnight triggered flooding that submerged roads and entire neighborhoods, trapping some residents in their swamped vehicles and homes. The heavy rains in the Dallas area and across the southern plains were the latest example of extreme weather to hit the United States tied to climate change, which has recently caused dangerous flooding, tornadoes, wildfires, and heat waves. Video footage from local media overnight showed motorists getting out of their submerged vehicles and swimming for safety in the dark. The governor of the Midwestern U.S. state of Indiana is in Taiwan following two recent high-profile visits by U.S. politicians that drew anger from China, which considers Taiwan its territory, AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
Governor Eric Holcomb met today with Taiwan's president.
Because we share so many common values and interests and goals, there are more opportunities ahead of us than I think there ever have been before for us to continue to strengthen and cultivate and nurture this relationship.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi visited Taiwan earlier this month, and in response to Pelosi's visit, China's military held several days of exercises that included warplanes flying toward the island and warships sailing across the midline of the Taiwan Strait. I'm Donna Water.
Recapping our top story, Russia's top counterintelligence agency has blamed Ukrainian spy agencies, saying they organized the killing of the daughter of a Russian nationalist ideologue. Ukraine has previously denied any involvement in the killing. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.